One of the great privileges I've had while studying at Yeshiva University was studying in the shiur of my Rebbe, Rabbi Rosenzweig. He just published a sefer called Mimini Michael, which contains certain many essays dealing with different aspects of tshuva. So I want to share one idea about tshuva that emanates from one of his essays. So he begins with the somewhat famous question of the inconsistency of the Rambam when the Rambam discussing the interplay between the obligation of tshuva and the obligation of vidui. That in his introduction to Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam writes that that the mitzvah is Shiyashuva Chote Mecheto Lifnei Hashem V'Yisvada. It seems that there is a mitzvah of teshuva, repentance, and vidui, confession. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, though, says that Kol mitzvah sheba Torah bein aseh bein lo taseh im avar adam alachas mehen bein bezadam bein bishgaga, all the mitzvahs in the Torah, whether positive or negative mitzvos, if someone violates them, either intentionally or unintentionally, kishe yaseh teshuva v'yashu mecheto, when someone repents and he returns from his sin, chayav lizvados v'nei baruch hu. He's obligated to do vidui. He's obligated to engage in confession. So here it seems that there's no obligation. There it just seems when you decide to do tshuva, then you're obligated to confess. And in Sefer HaMitzvos, his Book of Mitzvos, he writes that mitzvah ayin gimel, that mitzvah number 73, is that we're obligated to do vidui over the sins that we sin committed before God, and to say them with tshuva, with repentance. So there seems to be this inconsistency between his koteris, his introduction to Hilchos Tshuva and the Sefer Mitzvos, where he indicates both there's a mitzvah of tshuva and vidui, whereas in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, in his actual code, when he discusses the laws, he doesn't seem to say that there's an obligation of tshuva. He says when someone decides to do tshuva, he is obligated to confess his sins. So how do you reconcile these different seemingly inconsistent positions of the Rambam? What is the Rambam's view on the relationship between teshuva and vidui? So there are a number of answers that are brought down. The Mabit, for example, takes the view. This is in Kiryas Sefer, Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Aleph. He writes that the vidui is gemar hatshuva. The vidui is the last step in the tshuva. The mitzvah is tshuva. That's a mitzvah. And the vidui is the last step of the tshuva. You confess all these different thoughts that you have about regretting your past sin, resolving not to sin in the future, and vidui is the last step. The problem with this approach is that it doesn't fit into the words of Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. It seems to indicate that there's no obligation of tshuva. The Minchas Yitzchok actually takes Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph very seriously, and he writes, yeah, there is no mitzvah of tshuva. He says that, so what does it mean that but there's a mitzvah of vidui? What does that mean? It says, if you decide to do tshuva is an opportunity. If you don't do tshuva, you're not mevatel mitzvah saseh. It's not like you didn't perform, you commit a sin for not performing a positive mitzvah. It's simply that you have this opportunity to do tshuva. You can choose to do this opportunity. And if you do, then what happens? Then these are the steps. Then you have to do vidui. Kishayasa Adam, tshuva. Should a person try to do tshuva, this is how he has to do this. He has to recite vidui. And the Minchas Chinuch actually compares it to gerushin. It's like divorce. There's no mitzvah to get divorced. But if you decide to get divorced, here are the steps that you have to do in order to accomplish that. If you sinned and you want to take out the opportunity to do tshuva, so you don't get punished as much, so this is what you have to do. The problem with this is that it doesn't fit into the heading of the Ram, the heading, the koteris of the Ram, Hilchos Tshuva, where he says explicitly, Hilchos Tshuva, mitzvah saseh, v'hu sheyashuv hachote. That the mitzvah is that the sinner actually does teshuva. And also Rabbi Soloveitchik says it can't be that it's okay to remain in a state of sin. So philosophically, he can't agree to the position of the Minchas Chinuch. And therefore, Rabbi Soloveitchik famously wrote in Ala Tshuva that there's what's called the Maisei HaMitzvah and the Kiyum HaMitzvah. There's an inner fulfillment and an external act. The inner fulfillment, the Kiyum HaMitzvah, is the Tshuva, and the external act is the Vidui. Therefore, when the Rambam writes in his Koteret, in the introduction, the heading, so there he just discusses the overall mitzvah, the inner, the real mitzvah is tshuva. In the halachos, in the laws, he tells what are the acts that you have to do, what are the behaviors that you have to engage in. Kishi yasa tshuva, when the person wants to do tshuva, which he's obligated to do, what are the behaviors? The behaviors are vidui, that's the action. The koteret is the inner experience, inner fulfillment, and the external act is the performance of the mitzvos, is it includes the vidur. So Rabbi Soloveitchik, Rav Ronsweig actually asked some questions on Rav Soloveitchik's formulation. He says, first of all, it's not clear that the Sefer Mitzvos, and also the Sefer Mitzvos, he also, Rav Soloveitchik believes also, that the, and then according to Rav Soloveitchik, you'd have to say that the Sefer Mitzvos also deals with the actions, the laws. There's the Rambam in his introduction to Hilchos Tshuva, that's the inner experience, but the Sefer Mitzvos, so that's the actions, and the Hilchos Tshuva, that's the actions. The question is, it's not clear the Sefer Mitzvos only deals with the action, not the inner experience in other situation. Also, in the Koteret, in the heading, it doesn't just write that there's a mitzvah of Tshuva, it also says there's a mitzvah of Tshuva and Vidui. So if it's just about the inner fulfillment, why is it right that it's tshuva with vidui? And Rav Ronsweig also asks, why does it say in the first halacha of Hilchos Tshuva a double terminology of kishayase tshuva v'yashu mecheto, when he does tshuva and he returns from his sin? And the other question he has is that the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Beis Halacha Zion writes, Yom HaKippurim Hu's Man Tshuva Lakol LaYachid LaRavim Hu Kates Machila Sicha LYisrael. The Yom Kippur is a time of tshuva for everyone, for an individual, for the masses, and it's the end of forgiveness for Klal Yisrael. LaFichu Chayavim Akol Lasos Tshuva LYisrael Yom Kippurim. Therefore, everyone's obligated to repent, to do tshuva, and to engage in vidui on Yom Kippur. So, if the obligation of tshuva is only a kiyum hamitzvah, an inner fulfillment that only fits in the koteret, the heading of Hilchos Tshuva, why in Halacha Beis, in Perek Beis Halacha Zayin, does the Rambam write that on Yom Kippur there is an actual mitzvah of tshuva and seemingly an action, a behavior of tshuva? That's a little difficult. And what's the relationship? And then if that's the case, then if you want to say, oh, Yom Kippur is different than the rest of the year, so why not mention there are two different mitzvahs of tshuva, one during the rest of the year and one on Yom Kippur? So the way that and also Rav Ronsweig also points out very strange terminology in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, where the Rambam writes that V'chol hamarbe lisvados umarech b'inyan zeh hareze mishubach, that the more that you do vidui, the more that you confess, Hareza Meshubach, the more praiseworthy you are. This has echoes of what? In the Seder night, the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kol Amarbe L'Saper B'Yetzias Mitzrayim, Hareza Meshubach. The more that we tell over the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the more praiseworthy this is. Well, that's a very strange language. What does that mean? You do vidui, you confess your sins, you're done. You fulfill your step. Why? Hareza Meshubach. So Rabbi Rodenswag explained that there are really two levels of tshuva. The Ramban in his drasha for Rosh Hashanah, he writes that when a person sins, he is omeid b'mirdo. He persists in his active state of rebellion against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, against God. Sin obligates someone to repent, lest he perpetuate that state of rebellion against God. Therefore, if I sin, I must do tshuva, not as a separate mitzvah, but it stems from the sin itself. Says Rabbi Rodenswag, the mitzvah of tshuva begins when omeid b'mirdo ends. Tshuva is the step that someone, that an Oved Hashem, someone who serves God, takes once he has neutralized his sin. And that's why the Rambam, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, writes this double language, Kishayase Tshuva V'yashu Mecheto. When you take the double step of neutralizing your sin, first and foremost, that you committed, and now, V'yashu Mecheto, now you're going to take on a more ambitious step regarding our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why, you know, the Mabit writes that he cites the psukim in Hosea for the mitzvah of the source of vidui of the Rambam. In Sefer Hosea, the pasuk says, Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha, return until God. And the next pasuk says, Klumachem Devarim Veshuvu El Hashem, return to God. And again, a double goal here. First goal is neutralize the sin. Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem. Be in a state no longer of Omeid Bemirdo. And then what do? Shuvu El Hashem. Then focus on an intimate connection with God through Vidui. In other words, the mitzvah of tshuva all year long is more than simply leaving our sin. It should be transformative. The goal of Vidui is that it's a vehicle for deep introspection, and it leads to a superior relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And essentially, what the Rambam is writing in his Koter, in his introduction to Hilchos Tshuva, there's one mitzvah. The mitzvah is that after you neutralize the sin, I commit a sin, I do something wrong, I feel bad, I'm in a state of rebellion against God. Now, I have an opportunity, though, that I created. Because once I focus on that sin, and I've neutralized that sin, now that I'm in the process of introspection, utilize that opportunity to do what? To yashuv achote mecheto lifnei Hashem v'yisvada. They use this as an opportunity to do vidui, to transform our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam in Perek Beis, Halacha Beis and Hilchos Tshuva, talks about the four steps of tshuva. He talks about you have to leave the sin, regret the sin, resolve not to sin anymore, right? And then do vidui. That is with respect to a specific sin. With respect to a specific sin, that's how you neutralize a sin. Four steps, right? Stop sinning, regret, resolve not to sin anymore, and confess these words. But once you do that, kishayase teshuva, when you decide to do that, and you return from your sin, take the next step. You want to take it to a deeper level. Use this opportunity to transform relationship to Hashem, chayev lisvado. So now you have to do, confess your sins, say to God, the lush on the language of the Rambam in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, is chatasi, ana Hashem, please Hashem. You're yearning for that relationship, chatasi, avisi, pashati, all different types of sins, even if you didn't commit the sin. You want to draw close to Hashem. Boshti, I'm embarrassed, I'm ashamed for the lack of relationship that I have with you, God. I want to be an ohev. I want to return to you. I want to serve you, me'ahav. I want to get as close to you as possible. V'chol amar b'hareze meshubach. The more that you engage in this transformative speech, the more praiseworthy it is. And that's why the tshuva on Yom Kippur, it's not counted separately. It's part of our obligation all year long. Our obligation is to elevate our status as an Oved Hashem. Just that it happens to be on Yom Kippur. We have a special obligation because it's a time of forgiveness. We use that as an opportunity to do tshuva and vidui, not simply to neutralize our sins, but to deepen our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This could explain also why the Gemara talks about the distinction between the Rabbi Abo and the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis, says that tzaddikim gemurim cannot even reach the level of Baal Tshuva. What does that mean? Someone who's a tzaddik, it's wonderful. It's a wonderful thing to be a tzaddik gemur. But maybe what Rabbi Abo says is a higher level is to someone not someone who merely hasn't sinned, but someone who's a Baal Tshuva, someone who's defined by Tshuva, who's always thinking about his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it makes sense that at the end of Hilchos Tshuva, the last chapter in Hilchos Tshuva of the Rambam, it's all about Avoda Me'ava. It's about serving Hashem out of love. Our goal during this time period is to leave our state of Mered, is to leave our state of rebellion for particular sins, but do much more than that. Is to take the opportunity that this time provides, now in Elul, Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, to engage in introspection and capitalize on it in order to draw closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.